We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Adam Edwards. It's Thursday, April 8th, 2026. Engineers of all ages will be flocking to the annual Engineering Open House this weekend. The two-day event is the largest student-run STEM fair in the country, attracting about 35,000 visitors yearly. EOH is hosted by the College of Engineering and has been inspiring students, engineers, and the youth for over 100 years. WPGU News correspondent Sarong Hong spoke with Naveen Kushi, a sophomore in engineering who is a member of the Space Shot team of the Illinois Space Society. Hong met with him to discuss the high-altitude rocketry team that will be racing their model rockets over Boneyard Creek.
Allow kids to learn about rocketry, specifically propellant and the different types of propellant.
Hong also spoke to Jerry Zhang, a sophomore in engineering and a member of the Illini Solar Car team, which will be exhibiting their electric polar vehicle that took first place at the Formula Sun Grand Prix last summer.
I'm just excited to see all the projects people have to offer. These past weeks leading up to EOH, I've been hearing about some of the cool things that other people have done, and it'll be great to actually see it in person and talk to people that I don't usually talk to and hear what they have to say.
From nitrogen ice cream to robot hands, the College of Engineering has a bit of wonder for everyone. Now, moving over to theater for the rest of today's broadcast, the Lyric Theater at Illinois will be presenting Little Women tonight, Friday, and Saturday. Little Women was originally written by Louisa May Alcott and published in 1868. The famous novel tells the story of the four March sisters and their navigation of love, aging, and independence. It was later commissioned by the Houston Grand Opera for its young artists and premiered in 1998, with words and music created by Mark Adamo. This upcoming production will be directed by music director Casey Robards and stage director Dawn Harris. The performance will be at the Tyron Festival Theater at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts tonight and Friday at 7:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5 p.m. Now, if you're looking for more performances on campus, the Illini Student Musical's opening night for Mean Girls is tomorrow, with the performance beginning at 7:30 p.m. in Lincoln Hall. The production will continue on Saturday with a 4:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. show, with the final showtime being on Sunday at 2 p.m. The show follows Katie Heron, a girl who grew up on an African savanna who now has to navigate her new home of suburban Illinois. Katie meets the plastics and quickly realizes you can't cross a queen bee without getting stung. Caleb McLeod, a freshman in liberal arts and sciences, is performing in the pit orchestra for the show.
The cast is doing a really good job. It's very funny. The music is awesome. As one of the musicians, I can promise that the music is super cool. We've got a great live pit. And the set is also really impressive. And all in all, it's just a really, really high quality show for great value.
For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Sarong Hong, Macy Long, and Audrey Sterwold. From WPGU News, this has been Adam Edwards.